I want to find out a little bit more about how this plays out clinically. I want to hear about at least one of your cases here, maybe this 49-year-old lady, but just any sort of pearls of advice to somebody who's about, maybe has not used the drug, olaparib, and you're about to start it in a patient with metastatic HER2-negative breast cancer, particularly about how to deal with anemia. I've heard the gynecologist say, if the patient's responding, we transfuse and just keep going. What do you do about dose reductions? What are some of the common clinical issues that come up?
Yeah, so as we talked about a little bit earlier, the two most common issues are nausea, which is often worse at the beginning. And I think that giving people appropriate antiemetics and trying to kind of carry them through that and hopefully with some encouragement that it will generally get better with time. Sometimes it takes a couple of months, but it does get better. And then with regard to the anemia, my sense is that if the anemia develops, it develops quite quickly. And so I think a little bit of earlier monitoring for anemia, even though it's an oral drug, perhaps checking it 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, just to kind of make sure that the bottom doesn't drop out. And again, my hypothesis, although without any supporting data, is that that might even be something you want to particularly do in people who've received prior platinums. And then if it drops, I think you would use your conventional transfusion threshold and your judgment about whether or not somebody is receiving clinical benefit. And if they are, and you just need to give them a unit every now and then or even put them on an ESA to kind of try to keep them propped up, then you're still deriving the other benefits that are avoiding chemotherapy.